comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. The number, our line is open, 844-967-2789. Well, another piece of prominent news. Joe Biden has announced a diplomatic boycott of the China Olympics that are coming up. What does that mean? What's a diplomatic boycott? Well, he's going halfway. Back in 1980, Jimmy Carter boycotted the Russian Olympics, the Moscow Olympics, because Russia had just invaded Afghanistan. And we opposed that, so he wouldn't let anybody go, including athletes. They couldn't go. They were not permitted to go. So there are people who competed in 1976. They'd hoped to compete in 80. They couldn't. And by 84, sometimes they were too old or other people had come along. So they lost out on their opportunity to compete. Now, in retrospect, Russia was beaten back ultimately by the Mujahideen. The Mujahideen have a new name. They're called the Taliban. These are hardcore jihadists. And in retrospect, Jimmy Carter, I think, did the right thing at the time. But instead of arming the Mujahideen to the extent that he did, it would have served our interest if, frankly, Russia had penetrated a little more, inflicted a lot more damage, and then ultimately driven out and weakened both sides. But in any event, part of his tactic was to boycott the Moscow Olympics totally. Not just diplomatic, but athletes. Biden has announced a halfway measure. We have a diplomatic boycott. The athletes can still go. He's rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. We're all rooting for them. We hope we bring plenty of gold medals. They'll all be able to compete. This is more of a symbolic boycott. You know, Biden wasn't going to be going himself. He's not going to let Kamala Harris go. I think it means that our ambassador to China won't go. And our ambassador to China is flat out living in China. If he's confirmed, and he ain't going to be going. He ain't going to be going. And we don't send, some delegation from our cabinet and all that. China feels this slight very strongly. They very, very much value saving face and appearance. They know it's a slave state. They know it's run by the Politburo of the Communist Party, really by Xi himself. They can arrest you if they want. They can execute you if they want. They can do whatever they want. It's starting to get to them, you know, after Mao Zedong, you had Deng Xiaoping, who opened up the country and it became somewhat capitalist, ultimately, and a lot of wealth. Xi is starting to pull back on that. There's some indication that he may be attacking capitalism itself. You know, everybody's fond of saying, oh, capitalism, capitalism. You can't have democracy without capitalism, and you can't have capitalism without democracy. You want enlightened capitalism. You want a safety net. You want Social Security and Medicare. All of that, but you must have capitalism and you must have democracy, and they go hand in hand. Because China has no democracy, it doesn't really have capitalism. And Jack Ma, one of their biggest entrepreneurs, is sort of a blend of Steve Jobs and Elon Musk and combined, was under arrest. He disappeared for a month, flat out disappeared. Billionaire, actually a really great businessman. And he flat out disappeared. And when they showed a confessional video of him, he looked very somber because he knew what jail cell he was going back. It's a slave state. It's a slave state. And there's a question in my mind. China's been ruled that way one way or the other for 5,000 years. For most of it by emperors whom they thought were gods, and then by communists, starting with Mao Zedong. And so it's not a good situation. But we have to deal with China. So what is being accomplished by this diplomatic boycott? It is symbolic. We are letting the athletes go. Well, the ostensible reason that's always given is we're concerned about the Uyghurs, what they're doing. Now, wait a minute. What we're concerned about is Taiwan, their continued threats against Taiwan. We're concerned about what they're doing in Hong Kong. Hong Kong used to be a British colony. In the late 1800s, the British signed a deal with China that said they turned it over in 99 years. So back then, all the diplomats said, great, that's not on my watch. Well, it got turned over in the 1990s. China lay in the weeds, and now they're making Hong Kong part of the slave state, arresting people, fake elections, and all that. We are concerned about that, and we think that Hong Kong should continue to be a capitalist democratic enclave, as it was before. The Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims who live in Western China on the border with Afghanistan. There are Uyghurs in Afghanistan, and they are just as bad as the others over there, murdering Christians and others. In China, what precipitated this was there were a series of suicide truck rammings. Uyghurs would get in trucks, go up on the sidewalk, and kill a lot of people like they did in Nice, France. In this country, in Ohio State, they tried that, and they did it in the Manhattan bike path murders. Unlike us, who say we have to do a nuanced approach to this, which frankly I disagree with, but somehow we have to somehow tolerate it and try to assimilate it and so on. China is a slave state. And it's about 90% Han Chinese. You know, everybody rails against the United States for racism, structural racism, and there was slavery. It was horrible. And we have worked through everything we can, and there are still severe problems. But you want racism and tribal murder, go anywhere outside the United States and Europe. Go to China. Go anywhere in Asia. Go anywhere in Africa. Black guy shows up in China, they'll throw him in the river. They're black. Communists will show up from Africa, and they're treated very, very badly. They're not Han Chinese. It's not just Chinese. It's Han Chinese, H-A-M. The Uyghurs are not Han Chinese. People with racial notions have been autocrats for a long time. The Nazis felt that way. The Nazis. And this is a culture that produced Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, produced great philosophy, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche. And they did it. The Japanese did it. They had a racial feeling about themselves. They bombed Pearl Harbor. The Iranians have it. They think they're Aryans. That's why they call their country Aryan, Iran. When an Aryan is not a blonde, blue-eyed guy. An Aryan is an Indo-European, an Indo-Iranian individual. That's the original meaning of the term. But I'm tired of people getting hung up on race. Knock it off. And if you insult the United States continually, knock that off too, because you go anywhere else, go take a look at what's happening to the Uyghurs in China. We are not doing a diplomatic boycott over the Uyghurs. And if we say we are trying to curry favor in the Islamic world, it doesn't work. They don't care. Pakistan said, denied that this was happening to the Uyghurs because China invested $25 billion in them. So I just have to take the word of Xi. He's not doing it. Fake news. And Iran did another multi-billion dollar deal. They don't care either. The truth is we don't like what they're doing in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, and we don't like their stealing IT. We don't like their duplicity on trade. They're a slave state, but they are going to come correct with some respect. That's the reason we're doing it. That's the reason we're doing it. So I'm glad he's sending the athletes. People say, oh, it's a weak, no, it's not a weak gesture. China feels the sting. They don't want to be isolated. They simply don't want to be isolated. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Stand by for some great programming throughout the day, the evening, and on Saturdays. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. Here comes the sun. Here